Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
devil fail.
Say something, right? I want to say something from the heart, right? I was looking on Facebook and I stumbled upon this song right here. But it was partial of it, right? Good evening, everyone. It was really partial. I said, man, I got to find this whole song. Brother Reverend Williams.
Yeah.
If I didn't cry tears, listen to the words of this song, man. I'm talking about,
yeah.
I'm working, Doc. I'm literally working. I couldn't stop crying, dude. I was, when you get a chance, I know I sent it to you. Just listen to that song.
Oh, yeah. Man. I'm going to listen to it. Praise God.
To the words to that song, man. I mean, I'm really going to play it again. Say, man. Trust in God. He said, if you hit one of the part in the song, he was one of the four in the five.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you need to listen to that song, man. You need to listen to that song.
I'm
going to
listen to it.
He said he was one of the four in the five.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't hear me. Somebody knows the story, right? Huh? The three Hebrews. Mm-hmm. They got through with the third finders. I knew I put three of them in there. I don't know where this other one come from. He looked like the son of God, though. But I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, if you can hear me by my voice right now, I hope y'all get a misunderstanding. I cried some tears, man. But it was joyful. It took
Holy
me back
Spirit.
Thinking about
Holy
my,
Spirit.
Amen. It took me back thinking about my father.
Yeah.
It took me thinking back talking about my mother.
Yeah.
It took me back to thinking about one of my friends we're gonna lay down Saturday. You know, he was a real good friend to my father. He was a real good friend to my father, you know. And his son, our son, a lot of his kids, we were real close. And I was just sitting there, just thinking about, listen to the song, that same God, do we really trust him through our trials?
Mm-hmm.
I listen to that song, man, because when you're trying to do something for God, man, when you're really trying to live for God, the adversity, mm-hmm. the trials of life is going to come, man.
Yeah.
I'm talking about it's going to come so hard sometimes mm-hmm. that you have to stop, man, in the middle of what you're doing and say, Lord, this one here rough. you know, mm-hmm. this one rough, yeah. And mm-hmm. man, you could be checking the box, my brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
You could check the box of everything you think you could just, you know how we say it's imperative that we do these things. You know what I'm talking about? That
yeah.
we don't miss
yeah.
it, you know. You could check it,
mm-hmm.
but it don't exempt you from your heart hurting sometimes. It don't
That's
exempt
right.
you. It behooves me to trick you, to tell you that when you come on
yeah.
this side, mm-hmm. everything going to go away. That's a lie.
Mm. Hallelujah.
You fought harder over here than you ever been on the other side. Oh, here,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm talking about now. I say this with love.
Mm-hmm.
When I heard that song, man, I came home. I told my wife, because she's not on Facebook. And I said, man,
mm-hmm.
I said to a little family, and I said, man, I got to find this song, man. So I get on my little, come upstairs and get on the computer, and I found that bad boy. When I found it, I could, you know, something like, it's just something you just had to send out, you know. I rushed and got on Reverend Henry and got on the,
mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have no copyrights and none of this, you know. And I said, I got mm-hmm. to play it, man, because man, it ministered. If you could just hear the words,
mm-hmm.
I trust in God. It sounded like a cliche, but when you hear the words,
mm-hmm.
all the words in the song, he rolled it out, man. I mean, ooh, so beautiful,
mm-hmm.
man. And I, hey, man, that little bit, I don't know about y'all, I don't know if you got to see it, Reverend. You said you couldn't see it. I don't know about Reverend Henry. I don't know if you, but it showed a short version of it. If I didn't play that thing 30 times, my name here, 30 times. 30
yes,
times, man. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go when you need comfort?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go when you
yeah.
need comfort? You know, some of us can say, Mama ain't here. Some of us can say that.
All right now.
Some of us can say, Daddy is not here.
Mm-hmm.
My friend is not here. My husband, my wife,
mm-hmm.
they not here. But
mm-hmm.
there is a God.
Yeah.
He sent a son down here. So he sent him down
mm-hmm.
here as a form of a man. And he walked
yeah.
the earth. And he was tempted like you and I.
Mm-hmm.
Tempted like you and I. And he allowed
yeah.
us to look. Before we even came out of our mother's womb, he did some miraculous thing that man couldn't do. He died for all our sins.
Mm-hmm.
And when him dying there, you know what he did? He got up. And he put all power in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you think about tough times, consider
mm-hmm.
God. Don't
mm-hmm.
wait last moment. It is all, I understand. Sometimes we do.
Come on.
You know? But if you could just try Jesus early. If you could just
yeah.
call on him early in the morning. You know
yeah.
what? You
Come on now.
Have the circumstances right before you, but it's something by joy.
Yeah,
oh,
joy.
You know, it's something by when you
in
put
the morning,
unspeakable
yeah.
joy. You know,
yeah.
you know. If you don't mind, Reverend Henry, you know, since I'm
yeah.
so the Holy Spirit right here, you know, if y'all don't mind, I want to just go somewhere for a minute, you know, because
mm-hmm.
Jesus told us something, and he gave us something.
Okay,
Reverend Mike.
Mm-hmm.
So I want us to just dab in there, and while we do that, I'm gonna play a little more parts of this song after we
mm-hmm.
pray, and we're gonna go to Matthew
mm-hmm.
14.
Okay.
John 14.
John.
14.
Okay,
this,
John.
This, God just gave me this one, man. Yes, sir.
Reverend Brown.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, I told you what I was going through, right? And,
yes,
and right before I got on the broadcast. He spoke those
yes,
words to me. Let not your heart be troubled.
Yes, sir.
So,
Yes, sir.
So the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
And you just said it, and I got a book open to it, and it was just confirmation of that. So, Lord.
God bless you, man.
Lord is already speaking. Yeah. And that, remember, I told you, I texted you, and I told you, I just wanted to interject something, and that's what he gave me. So, yeah, you're on it, Rev.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
See, Brother Mike, Reverend Mike, I'm telling you, God's plan.
Yeah.
God would not, if you don't hear this from me, I might be dead and gone, but people understand, he would not let us lack no food. He's going to confirm what he give us in our heart.
Yes, sir.
He's going to confirm what he give us in our heart. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because you could expound more when you know that you left room for God to elevate him.
Come on now.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because I said that scripture said, he said, wherever I am lifted up on earth, I will draw all men to me. And that means woman and man. Draw us. Look what he did. He's doing right now. And he did something.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this here, because we're gonna do that, Reverend, what you said. But I want to add another part that's with that 14, too, as well.
Yeah.
Watch this here.
Yeah.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. We come in thanksgiving, Lord.
Yes,
we come in thanksgiving, Lord. We come in thanksgiving, Lord. Because if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough, Lord. Lord, we just love you, Lord. So for all the things you allow and bestow on us, Lord, because we know, Lord, it was you, Father God, who made this day out of reality, Lord. No one stated that they can't did everything so good that you allowed us to still roll on in this day, Lord. We just thank you for it, Lord, because it was you, Lord, that just made it out of reality. Now, since we're here, Lord, forgive us, Lord, for any sins we have done, known and unknown sins, Lord. Anything that's in there that we don't know, Lord, reveal it to us, Lord, so we can be able to repent, Lord. We thank you.
Hallelujah.
Lord, for your Holy Ghost, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for
thank
how you helping Reverend. We thank you, Father God, for
thank
how you helping the Douglas family, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for all the ones who are going through right now, Father God, that you could be in every place at the same time, Lord.
I still believe
in you, Lord. I believe from the bottom of my heart, Lord, that if we could just look to you, Lord, and ask for help, Lord, you will come on in, Lord. So, Lord, we thank you for your help in advance, Lord. We thank you,
Lord,
for your help, Lord, for the one that it's one maybe be stressing right now, Lord. We just ask
for
you, Father God, to give some strength right there, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you,
Lord,
for ever things you have done. I notice it, Lord, that you've been elevating your heart to us, Lord. And you want us to seek you like David seek, Lord. So we come thanking you, Lord, as we seeking you, Lord. And we thank you for the song you gave me today, Lord, that you allowed me to hear, Lord. I just can't turn loose, Lord, and it's been so good, Lord. So I just ask you that we minister today, Lord, increasing us, Lord, as we decrease, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We ask all this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
I want to play a little bit. I ain't gonna play it all the way out. Just a little, y'all. Just a little.
And we're gonna
be what you say. I want to add a little bit to that too. Is where
we're gonna
double team this thing a little bit. Come on, we're gonna double team this thing. We can triple team it too, Reverend Mike. Reverend Mike, if you want to get in there?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Ain't gonna play it long, y'all. I know y'all got something.
And what he did for me on Calvary.
About 10 more times. I'm just, hey man, did you hear the introduction coming to that song? Did you hear the song? Did you hear the worshiping of that song?
Yeah, yeah.
Man, you know, I know there's some artists out there, you know, they can go, man. But boy, I didn't got in tune with words now, you know. Remember, man, I've listened to the song.
Yeah.
It is ministering to me. You know, I can't speak for everybody else.
Yeah.
Boy, that song ministered to me, man.
Yeah.
And I really believe that God is worthy to be praised. Reverend, what you got? Come. You ready, Reverend? You ready?
Yes, sir. Praise God. Boy, that's all right there. I wish I could have heard. Boy, that song, that, praise the Lord, that's beautiful.
I sent it to y'all. It's, hey, man, I'm telling you, if I didn't listen to that song 30 times a day, you hear it? 30. I promise you, man, when I was working, Doc, I guess we right here, Doc.
Mm-hmm.
I was literally working, man. And as I was doing my task, man, coming down.
Before I know,
man, my heart started moving, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Lord, I got my working, you know what I'm talking about? I said, let me do this one more time, y'all. Hold on. I'm gonna stop it when I'm gonna give it to y'all. Just let me do this one more time. Bust this in. I'm gonna stop it, though. Relationship with God, if you truly have a relationship with God, you hear that worship just then, if it doesn't move you, you need to repent. You need to repent. Because even with the words he's using and they sang it is causing us to want to repent. Because what he have done for us, he said, I sought the Lord. And he answered me. I don't know what God has to do to get us to really, really praise him. We read some of Monday a few weeks ago about how Jehoshaphat, y'all remember that a couple of days ago? And he sent Jehoshaphat and told them to go out. And they ain't going to even fight. I want you just to watch. God gonna fight this for you, you know. And then you know what he told me? He said, "I want you to get some people to sing." You remember that? Y'all remember that scripture, y'all?
Yeah.
I want them to get some sing. When did the last time you start worshiping God? And see, it was a lot of people finna come to take over Israel and the land God gave them, and God did something for them. You don't even have to fight this battle. I'm gonna fight it.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to do, I want you to get some people together. I want you to start singing. Get prepared to sing.
Come on now.
Help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah. Why you got to wait?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord God, let me leave that alone.
Thank you, Lord.
God has been, I got to do this. You don't mind, River.
Go ahead.
To the church,
yes,
right? And I must get some context with it. He said, "These things have I spoke unto you." I'm in 14 and 25. This is what he said. This is what the Holy Spirit gave me. He said, these things, if y'all can get there, John 14 and 25,
yeah,
might be recited.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just said it 100 times.
Uh-huh.
Let me just get it out. John 14 and 25. These things, watch this,
yeah,
I have spoken unto you, being yet present with you. You remember, you heard that song?
Uh-huh.
He will worship God because what God allowed his son to do for us. He allowed him come, even got in the fire with him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And what?
Yeah.
And he never failed. Look what the scripture just said. He said, but the comforter. See, I'm going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what he's telling us. I'm going to go. I done prepared you. I done gave you the assignment. And I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave y'all right now. That's what he's telling them. But I'm going to leave you a comforter. See, people get,
yeah,
I want to make sure, y'all help me with the preachers. Y'all help me with it. Y'all pray with it.
Mm-hmm.
Help me with it. He said, but the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Now, don't get it?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? The comforter is the Holy Ghost. He said, whom the Father will send in my name.
You're right.
Yeah.
And he said, teach you all things.
All things.
And bring all things to your remembrance. My brother,
right,
yes,
you don't have to be a preacher. They do, well, I'm going to say this here. If you have the Holy Spirit in you, if you accepted Jesus as your Lord, see, they were going to do a task. They was assigned to do something. I know this task, the contents of the scripture. But God allowed the Holy Spirit be even in the layman's, you know. Well, y'all know,
yeah,
you understand what I'm talking about. No, they don't have to have a title to it, because I just believe we are all ambassadors of Christ. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
We are representing of Christ, representation of Christ. And I'm going to tell you this here. The Holy Ghost is in you if you have accepted him as the Lord of your life. You have repented and asked him to create in you a new spirit in the right heart.
Yeah.
I don't know him right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we know what he does. He allowed that spirit he called the Holy Ghost in you is representing the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost all in one, wrapped up in you. So you have all three of them with you, inside of you.
Yes.
And he said what's going to help you, he's going to teach you. He's going to teach you how to live the way that he commanded the children of Israel to do. And they watch this here. Now the Gentile is connected in heirs to this right now. So you can lean on the Holy Ghost. Somebody said, I heard the Holy Ghost, it had you taking off running and had you sweating and hollering. And brothers and sisters, that's so too. Not saying that you don't get the part of that worship in that, but I'm just giving you context of the scripture what we have right here. The Holy Ghost, once it's inside of you, it helps you. It comforts you. You ever been burdened down, and some kind of spirit just come over you and relieve that?
Yeah.
It wasn't somebody
just
physically done it, but it was a spiritual moment, and it moved away from you. You know what I'm talking about? And see, God wants us to look at here. If God is in tomorrow, why is we worrying about tomorrow?
Yeah,
come on.
Why are we even worried about what they say they're going to do? Because God has the final say on everything.
Yes.
Trusting God.
Sir.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Help me.
Mm-hmm.
Trusting God. Because the scripture said, if I'm carefully saying, he said, whom the Father will send in my name, he said, do what? He said, what? Bring all things to remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. I don't know what God, what kind of study you are doing. I don't know how. Have you ever? Can I just ease that? Y'all don't mind if I go to Timothy right quick? Yeah, y'all. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
See, because what I'm saying here, when the Bible, when God is trying to get you to a study, it helps you in the time of need. Help me, Holy Spirit. It helps you so much that when you are in the time of need, it'll help you when you need it. Yeah. Have you ever been there?
Yes.
Have you ever been in study with the God, and then the Spirit comes in and helps you, teaches you, to interpret what you're saying? Scripture says in 2 Timothy 2:15, study. Help me, Holy Spirit. To show thyself approved unto God.
Now, unto God.
Unto God. Now unto Eric. Not unto to no one else, but unto God. He said, oh, workmen, that's what we are. That needed not to be ashamed. Rightly divide the word of truth. You hear what I'm saying? So study. And when you study unto God, to learn God, to allow God to come in your heart. So when you feel the spirit of the Holy Ghost, you know it is God. You could discern. Yeah. Can I say it like that, brothers? You could discern if it's God or not. But if you don't have no relationship with him, if you don't take time out and read and study his word, you won't know what kind of spirit it is. Help me.
Come on now.
That's why you need to study to show yourself approved of God. Every workman of God has to labor in his word. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Take time out. You know, I know we get Bible ass come up, bing, you know, you get the daily read. You know, take time and hit it when it says read more. You know, read more. And let the whole chapter come. It might give you more, 4 or 5 scriptures up and down, which you need to understand the whole contents of the scripture, you know. And it might hit it that day. You know what I'm talking about? And then what you don't understand, if you don't get it, then get with someone and let them help you with the scripture and teach it to you and explain it to you. If that don't work, pray. And God will give it to you if you have faith. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to get out of here when I say this here. Peace I leave. I'm trying to go somewhere while I'm saying this, Reverend. Peace I leave unto you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give, but give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Look, that's what it says, right? Is that still there? He said, neither let it be afraid. Now, I'm going to tell you this here. The world got something, it might soothe you a little bit, but it ain't nothing like God. It ain't nothing like the Holy Ghost when you govern you like today. I'm just speaking for myself today. When I heard that song, I'm going to play it again for me. You know, I'm going to play it over again for me. You know why? Because it ministered to me. It helps me. Sometimes you just need to get it by yourself sometimes. Sometimes you might be with some people and just listen and worship God. This don't pick Sunday only to worship God. This don't pick Sunday only to pick up your Bible. This don't take Sunday only to say, I love the Lord. This don't take time out only on Sunday just to worship. Now, I know we do that, but let me tell you, go a little farther with that and see how God will bless you. Sacrifice something and see how God would, he will give you peace that passes all understanding. This peace that he gives, the world cannot compass it, Reverend Henry. I don't care what news we get. I don't care what channel people get. If you got the language, my brother, you can understand the gift of God. God gives life, and God can take life. God can take a life that we don't even understand, but we know one thing about it. If we can get to his heart and allow him to minister to us, he'll help us. I understand weeping might come in the what? It might come by night.
In the night.
Joy comes in the morning. Well, your heart, you know, your heart can be heavy on some few things. But God can move that if you just seek him. Seek God while he is so near. Because he's near right now.
He may be found.
He's so close to being found right now that people are looking at the wrong channel, Reverend. They're looking at the wrong, the wrong manuscript, you know.
Come on now.
They got all kind of things. They try to put some ad-libs to it. This is how you think. The scripture should be interpreted. You know, this is how I believe it should be, but they change it to fit their lifestyle. Well, I'm going to tell you something. God said, do not add, help the Holy Spirit, or take away from the scripture, because he'll put a plague on you. Now, watch this. When you hear us paraphrase scripture, that don't mean we add to the scripture. We just just trying to make it so we can make it simplicity so you can understand the scripture. Yeah. We're not taking the meaning away from the scripture. See, some people take the scripture, they'll take it, and they take the meaning away from the scripture by changing it to their own forms. Help me, Holy Spirit. So I thank God when he told them their heart, don't be troubled by it, and not be afraid. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If watch what he said here. If you love me, is that what in the book? Is that still there? I'm trying to get through, Reverend. He said, if you love me,
that's
you
right.
will rejoice. Is that what that said? Now, how I'm going to be rejoicing, you're going to leave me. But that's what he said saying. Now. He said, if you love me, I got to put this in right form now. If you love me, you will rejoice. Because I said, I'll go to the Father. Is that right about it, man? Is that right about it?
That's right.
Help me with this Holy Spirit. He said, for my Father is greater than I. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That's what the book said, right? He said, and now I have told you before what it to come to pass, that when it come to pass, you might believe. See, I'm trying to reassure y'all. That's what he's trying to tell you. It's going to happen. How many of you know that you're going to leave this earth?
Oh, that's right.
We're going to leave this earth. I don't care how you hold on to your Advil, your Tylenol, your BC's aspirin. I don't care how you do it in life. Brothers and sisters, we're going to leave this earth. And some moving faster than others, but we're going to leave this earth. And when we leave this earth, we're going to be like Jesus, going to the Father. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We don't want to go to the Father. I don't know about y'all. Do you want to go to the Father? Going to the Father caused us to leave out this body. And leaving out this body, sometimes you had to leave out this body because God knows best. He knows that some of us can't live in the body long enough because the what? The decaying of it, the sickness of it, Holy Spirit, the sin of it, and he pulls us out of it. So sometimes what he does in this transition from leaving the earth, he knows best. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
If I allow everything to come back in this body, I know what's going to happen. One time, 1992, May 10th of 1992, that was Mother's Day. 1992, May 9th, my father came home, and he kneeled down on his knees because he couldn't, Brother William, he couldn't sit and lay down in the bed because his back was so bad, you know what I'm talking about? And he had to normally sleep on his knees a lot, you know. You hear what I say, right? Normally sit on his knees a lot, you know. And he had lost three close friends, man. Really, 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 really. I'm going to say this. Really, really close friends. You hear what I'm talking about? Really. One of them was like a father figure to him, you know. And he came home. And he called me. He said, man, you tell Fuzz and DeRota and Jock, you know, we're going to go to, take the mother out. We're going to take the wives out and go, because that's Mother Day, y'all. The next day was Mother Day. And he said, we're going to go pick them out to breakfast. You know, you be here early. You know, I ain't going to be waiting long. Just be here early. I said, okay, I'll be there. I'll let Jock know, you know. We let you know, you know. You know, I let Jock know, and he let his wife know, and I let mine know, you know. We're going to get prepared, you know. I'm still in the world back then. Mama wasn't, though, you know. You know, and she, so I didn't hear from him no more, you know. Literally, I didn't hear from him anymore. And so he called Mother in the room. This is Mother's testimony. And he was in deep pain. And he's not physical pain anymore. It was heart hurting. His heart was hurting because he lost three. I'm talking about in 2 weeks, man. Three close That last one, it was just a straw, man. And he told mother, he said, can you pray with me? He said, I wanna know the Lord that you pray to. This was my mother's, her testimony. And she prayed with him. And when she prayed with him, he went to sleep. And he never went back up. He died on Mother's Day, 1992.
Mm.
Boy, you're talking about some pain. That was, you know, he'd been sick, you know what I'm talking about? You know, he was sickly, right? But we didn't, I talked to him, you know what I'm talking about? You know, and I thought we were going to be the, you know, if you want me to use the word, we converse. You just want me to use that. But I talked to him, you know what I'm talking about? And we had a plan, man. We had a plan. And the plan God had was totally different. See, only God knows what he raised us, man. He wasn't my biological dad, but he raised us, man. And he raised us with the tools he had. That man had some love, man. He took in a family in the 60s, man. He took in that family, man. And he showed us some stuff, man. He showed us how to work on cars. He showed us how to build a house. He showed us, I mean, he gave us the tools. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying we was all perfect, even him. I'm not saying he wasn't. You know what I'm talking about? Reverend Williams, when he passed, I didn't know he had touched that many people in my life. It was like about 13. You think he was a minister? It was 13 preachers there, man. In the pool. A preacher stood up.
Yeah.
It said he came by my church and gave me some money, told me to paint the church. He never said nothing, man.
Huh.
You hear me? Never said it. You know? So what I'm saying, God took him out that body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pain, physically and spiritually, in his own.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you guys could have met him, man. Hey, man, every time the one we're going to go lay the rest Saturday, every time I go around him, because he would have been 83 right today. Every time I go around these elders, man, I miss your father, man. Man, he left an impact. Everybody he touched, man. I'm still crying because he gave me something, man, you know. He gave the tools what he had. You know, a lot of people don't have parents. You can go to a book, you know. I know they got books out now. You know, you can teach you how to parent. I don't know why I'm over here. I guess because it transcends to death. But y'all pray for me, man. Tell you, man. We just don't know how the day gonna turn. Reverend got a notice today, you know, by the co-worker.
Yeah.
You know, we just don't know. You know, we lost one of our deacons, man. One of our deacons we lost, man, and he was well. Well, you know how people say you're gonna be missed, you know. You know what I'm talking about? You know, boy, you're gonna be really, really missed. You know, she's gonna be really, really missed. When he passed, you could tell the neighbors. When he passed, you could tell. When my father passed, you could tell. When people. But like they do, you can tell, man. I know we talk about mothers. My mother left a real jewel in my heart. So I just lean on the father figure. Y'all pray for me, and I'm going to get out of the way. I know I'm sick. I'm everywhere with this, but I want you to know.
Are you good? You're good, Rev.
I want you to know the Holy Ghost is real. I want you to know.
Yes.
I don't know my ending. You don't know your ending. We don't never want to leave the ministry to let you know. Make sure you have a relationship with God before you go to bed.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk about the eternal bed. Because I believe what the scripture said, we are resting when we out of the body until he comes.
Mm-hmm.
The dead in Christ would be in the air. And
yes,
if we remain in here, we'll meet him like a twinkling of an eye.
Yes.
So wherever it is, if we were still here, resting until he comes. I know you hear preachers and everybody say they all in heaven. I understand that, you know. I just give you context of, until he comes.
Mm-hmm.
Until he comes.
That's a long one. Right? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a long one.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 3, around 11, 14 verses around there. You know, lean to God today and trust in God.
Mm-hmm.
Don't. Jesus told them this, and I'm going to read this last part, and I'm through. He told them this, but the world may know, that's what he said, that I love the Father. And as the Father gave me a commandment, even so I do, arise and let us go hence.
Mm-hmm.
That's some powerful. He know he's finna die. He know he's finna
mm-hmm.
die. He knew he was going to die for you and I. But they didn't get the grasp of it. They heard him, and he tried to warn them, but they didn't get it all until he came back and breathed in the Holy Ghost on them, and they understood that he was what?
Mm-hmm.
He had risen. So I thank God for
mm-hmm.
this lesson, man. Reverend, you know what I'm saying? I just thank God for the
mm-hmm.
lesson, man. I thank God for the Holy Spirit, man. I don't know, man. I got caught up, man. I got caught up with this one, man.
Oh,
did something to me, man.
I
hope guys got some out of that.
Oh, yeah.
I hope y'all really did. You know, I hope y'all did. My prayer is the ministry that we're doing here, that someone make it to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said, in God look account, and said, I heard the brothers, I heard the sisters, I heard them on God's plan, and I knew you were listening. You didn't hit the one button, or you did hit the one button, and I heard you listening. Well done,
mm-hmm.
my faithful servants. You was over
mm-hmm.
a few names, but come up a little higher. Because I heard you praising, I heard you cry,
mm-hmm.
I heard you pray, I heard I seen you wave your hand. I know you love me.
Yeah.
Worship me. Worship me. Get around the throne. Sit around the throne. Sit around the throne. Because Jesus said, I'm going to the Father who's greater than I. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, we're going to be right there worshiping, thanking him. I believe in the victory, y'all. I love you guys, and you can't do nothing about it.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. That's pretty deep there.
Beautiful.
That's pretty deep there. That is pretty deep. That's pretty deep, Rip. I don't know where I'm at now. I'm it's pretty deep, man. It's pretty deep, man.
Yes, beautiful.
You know, when you can minister, man, when you can minister, you can worship, and you can, you know, this is what I'm talking about, Reverend Williams and Reverend Ann. When you ministering and you witnessing, and you doing all this, and it affect you, brother
mm-hmm.
the job been well done. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes,
the job been well
mm-hmm.
done. It's been well done. I know right about it. It's well done. Because it's not about you pointing out
mm-hmm.
and who you're speaking at. You're pointing back at you.
Yeah.
And you know it's God because you're being encouraged while you're talking. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I don't know where my phone is, man. I know, man. I'm looking for it. I don't know where it's at. I don't know why I put that thing in, man. Oh, there you go.
God bless you.
All right, y'all. All right, y'all. I'm all right.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank the Holy Spirit. Praise God.
And I got a praise report too. My brother,
yeah.
Man, brother done it, but got a praise report. Went to the doctor, you know. God gave him a report on a few things, you know. I mean, man, God's hearing prayer, man. God's hearing prayer. I wouldn't leave.
Yes,
you got some powerful people over here. You got not just the voice only that you hear, like Reverend Mike or Reverend Henry, myself, and there's people in the, like on the back and listening and praying together with us, and God is really intervening, man. My sister-in-law, my sister-in-law too. She got a blessing. She got healed, and God has made a way. I hear you, Ned. She got a blessing today on a notice. God has helped her with, you know.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God for the prayers, man. The prayers have been answered. It has been.
Yes.
I would never leave this ministry anywhere where God is lifted. Watch this now. I'm not being selfish. Anywhere that God is lifted, don't leave if you had a problem or a circumstance that you want God to move in. We will pray with you, even if you don't tell us what it is. I'm going to get that scripture, y'all. The Bible says prayer, the Holy Ghost will intercede, intercessory prayer when we speak it. Whatever we don't know, the Spirit of God will speak it. I mean,
the Spirit will
speak it to God, you know. Even when we're talking, like right now, I'm sorry, now, even when we're talking right now, even when we ministering right now, God, if we mess up and say the word wrong, if we mess up and say something wrong, this ministry is so, don't get down, no, y'all don't trip now. This ministry is so strong with the Spirit of God. God will, it will change by the time it get to God through Jesus. It will change.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, well.
By the time it get to Jesus and then they get to God, it will change. It would change, it would just like, this is what he meant. This is what she seen.
Yes, sir.
That's why we don't be trying to be, we study. Don't think we don't study. You hear we say, oh, this is how this came in. Trust me, it's in the heart. He said, I'll bring it back to you. Remember, it's in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
He just brings it out. Come on, brother. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I just want to thank you. Thank God. I've been, as Eric said, I've been talking to him on the back line. I've been dealing with my voice going in and out for about a year. And I was so scared. I didn't really want to go to the doctor now, but one of my coworkers called me one day and got on me pretty good because he had some issues going on and they got to go in and
get
surgery. So when he told me, it sort of put me in a slump, and it sort of had me worried. So I called my brother Eric and told him and talked to him and asked him to pray for me and pray for myself too. Well, I went yesterday. They checked me out and told me I just got inflammation and a lot of signs of drainage, no cancer, no nothing like that.
Praise God.
Medicine. And today is a whole lot better. And some days I want to say something, but I can't because it'd be hurt me to get to say stuff. But he told me to come back in 6 weeks. He said just a lot of swelling and irritation, and it comes from acid reflux. But I didn't tell a lot of my family people. Some of them hearing it for the first time. Aunt Martha and Goop. I see y'all on here. But I didn't want nobody to worry about it. Because I was worried about myself. learned by myself. That's all that my wife knew, my dad knew, and a few other friends. But and I was sort of upset and worried because I lost my mom when she was less than 50 years old. And a few months after 48. And so I lost my grandparents, aunts and uncles, and battling with cancer. So I didn't want to worry about it, but I was worried myself. But I talked to Brother Eric, got a little help and laughed at the same time, and I felt better. I called him soon to come out to the doctor yesterday and told him a good report.
Yeah.
He's an awesome God.
Look at him. Look at God go.
I couldn't. It's a lot of days. Like right now, you can hear me. It's going down. But I completely would lose my voice. It would hurt to talk. And he just told me it's due for acid reflux. And I had inflammation on my esophagus. And it wasn't that necessary to worry about. No surgery needed. Just medication.
To heal him more. Continue to heal them, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
I'll be here most of the day. I might miss it every now and then, but I'm on here. And I still struggle with day-to-day life and a couple of things going on with me. Other than sickness, I have a battle of some days worse than others. And like Brother Eric say, sometimes you have to get alone, don't talk to nobody. Sometimes I just listen to quietness.
Just
God meditate. Is good.
Oh, help us, Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus.
You know, I got a friend of mine that's been tested.
Oh, Jesus.
He's been trying to pull me off my square. He done succeeded a couple of times, but I just removed myself for a while.
And a good brother. He's a good brother, too. They're so carnal sometimes, man, you know. I love the brother, man. I know he's talking about. I love him, man. He tried to push his head. He's rough.
Help him.
That's why we just keep in prayer. That's why we keep him in prayer, though, man.
Yeah, keep him in prayer.
Keep him lifted up in prayer.
Give my testimony. Yeah. I'm gonna go back on.
You good, bro?
Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing that testimony.
Hey, man, we love you, man. We're with you, man.
Heal him.
And we constantly, like Reverend Mike was saying, we still in that prayer, man, because you got faith, too, man. That's why you're here, man. I heard what you
Hallelujah.
Said. You know, even when you called me, Doc, I would see when people call me on my, like right now, I can't talk like I used to on my job. When I see a certain number, I know he calling me for, I said, I got the answer, you know what I'm talking about? So I look at it, and I said, man, what? He said, man, I just need you to just listen, talk with me, And I said, it's a lot of no, but come on with it. We went out there and God, did what he did, like he said, And I want to say this, man, God sees it. He has a receipt, like you go to Walmart and you put stuff in the baggie and you go check out and you take that receipt.
Come on now.
And you look in there, make sure you got you didn't leave nothing. You got God got a receipt, man. He gonna look at our receipt, man. He gonna look at our receipt. And I want some good reports in my receipt. I don't want all mine to be bad.
I want something.
Oh yeah, that go away. That right there. You know what I learned last time? I want that one of my Reverend Henry's favorite scripture word is love. I want that in there, man. I want it in there. I want God to know that I love the people, man. Even the ones I tell you, I'm having some major problems at the job, right? And I walked to the dude today, right? And man, this literally lied. And I said, "You good with that, man?" He said, "Yeah." And I said, "You sure you really good with that? I'm trying to get this brother something to repent, man. I'm really comfortable with this. Yeah, I'm good with that." And I just walked. I played that song again. I trust in God. You know what I'm talking about? That song. Y'all know what I'm talking about? That song. Just walked.
Yes, sir.
I played it again. And I'm telling you, man, when you really serving God, the things like on Brother Nutty, the things on Brother, everybody on this song, somebody, every one of us is going through something. Something.
Yes.
It might be the different levels of it. You know what I'm saying? I know what my valley is. You know why? My valley is because I minister and I do what I do. So he got to try to pull me out of my realm. You know. Now I'm gonna say this for the sake of others. I remember a time he couldn't say that, and he would have to take me back. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? But then I know now. I never thought I would be in this place to look at him and just look at him and walk off, man, and say, he haven't rejected me. He reject God. So I said, what are you talking about? Anytime God come to you, no matter who it is, and he comes to you, and you have God in you, and you deny God, you are denying God.
Mm-hmm.
You're denying him. Reverend taught us, listen to the language and understand the language.
Yes.
And that's what we have. We have a language, man. We have our own language. Brother Nutty got his own way. Reverend Mike got his own way. Reverend Hero got his own way. I got my own way. I'm going to be me. I told someone a long time ago, and I'm privy y'all understand what I'm talking about. I've been in my church for over 20 years now, and I told them, Reverend Hearing knows, you my witness, I said, it ain't but one pastor here. I'm Eric. You know, I'm going to be Eric. I'm going to stay in my lane. You know what I'm talking about? Cause
come
I,
on, man.
So, well, I'm going to be here, and I know how I'm going to, what God gave me to present it and deliver it. That's how I do it. I'm going to emulate it, you know, because I'm around Brother Mike. I'm going to emulate because I'm around Reverend Henry. I'm going to do that because I'm around them. We're going to pick things off each other. But that's their style. I can't, you know, I got to be unique and authentic in my own way, you know. That's why when you're saying, you don't have to sound like C.L. Franklin choking when you preach it. You don't have to sound like other people.
Come on.
Be yourself. You know what I'm talking about? Be yourself and let God use you. Then watch this.
Yeah, that's right.
And sit down. And sit down once you do it. Catch that lady.
That's right.
I'm sitting down, but I'm still talking in it. Hello.
Hallelujah.
We always say, keep us in prayer, man, that we don't lose our mind. You know, we keep our mind, you know, keep our memory, and stay in line with God's word. You know, keep us in prayer, you know, that we keep a good study habit. Keep us in prayer that even though the adversary comes, that God give us strength, you know. Be encouraged. Sometimes if you can do this for us, In the day, send us a text saying, I'm thinking about you. You know. I'm praying for you. You know what I'm talking about? We receive that. Everyone I'm talking about Reverend Mike, myself, and Reverend Henry, anybody
that's
teaching and preaching God's word, we receive prayer. We solicit that. You know, we want you to come on in with it, you know. So if we give it, we sure want it back. Can you imagine how we've been fought? You know, I'm a little more transparent than most, you know. Most people, I won't tell you, I'm fought and fought. But you know what? To God be the glory. Oh, yeah. To God be the glory. Because I know my reward is not here. My reward is going to be with him one day. I might be like my father. I might go in my sleep. I don't want to leave my wife. I don't want to leave my kids, my family, man. I won't quit to tell you not that. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
But when God says something, we can't do nothing about it, church. We can't. So be in prayer with can I say this, y'all? The ministry staff. Y'all pray for us. Keep us lifted, man. You know. Keep us lifted.
Amen.
Y'all got it?
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Brother got something? You brother got something? I know I talk too much, but y'all got something?
Good. Praise the Lord.
Now this message of love is so powerful, and God is just so gracious and loving and kind and understanding and full of wisdom. Just waiting for us to reach out to him. Just surrender. Surrender. He's so willing to do so much, exceedingly above all that we can even think, hope, or imagine. That's the God we serve. That's the God we serve. Oh, he understands. He understands. He understands.
Yes.
And he's here for us. He's here for us.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Hallelujah, God. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir. We thank God what our ears have heard and our hearts have felt and the comfort he has given. We thank him. Thank him this day. Thank you for the lesson. Praise the Lord. Beautiful today.
You know, we had to close, you know, we always say if you want prayer, you know, if it's something you'd like, if you just don't know the Lord and the pardon that you're seeing, we're here to pray. We're here to welcome you into God. And then we also say if you need not, you can't get to us, get where they're preaching and teaching God's word, man. But not to please your ears and but to mess with your tickling your pockets and all that, but mess with your Holy Spirit that dwells in you. How about that?
Yes. Come on now.
Because we really believe in that. So we want to spend that. And all you have to do is hit the one button, and that's what you need. If you want to say, well done, that's cool too. If not, if it be God's will, if it be God's will, we'll try to be back on Monday. We'll try to be back on Monday. Y'all know we're getting close. We're getting close on 4 years.
Yeah. Come on now.
April the 6th would be 4 years for us. 4 years, if
praise
it be
God.
God's will.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Never thought we'd be still. Some of them, because we did it through a COVID time when we couldn't go out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were doing it 5 days a week then. We just stopped 5 days, Brother Mike. We were doing 5 days for this year. This past year.
Mm.
Yeah. Monday through Friday. But God, you know, for working process, we had to stop to do it on Mondays and Thursdays.
Yeah.
Don't tell a friend that we're here. What you got,
yes,
Brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got something, Brother Nutty? Well, that was accident.
I said, he said the 4 years. I thought about our brother Dexter there and those songs he wanted to play.
Yeah.
It's been 4 years.
Brother Dexter.
Faithfully every morning.
I know my brother would still be living. He'd be still here. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, a lot of folks started out with us, Brother Nutty. You and I, the only one living left, Brother Nutty. At that point, you know that, right?
No, can't leave Aunt Martha. I can't leave Aunt Martha. And my wife.
She came. That's why I did it. When I say original, you know what I'm talking about.
They came in real early, though.
They came in early. I ain't gonna tell you no joke. They came in early. When we started this thing, with a few fellas, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, started on the bat line, then we brought it to this.
Yeah.
To God's plan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we just keep them in prayer, though. They pop in sometimes. They do. They still pop in sometimes, though.
Yeah.
We keep them all in prayer. We ain't gave up on nobody. I still text them all. Don't brother Nut, I text them all. Okay?
Yeah, we all in text.
Yeah. But we thank God for the ministry. We thank God for the opportunity of the scripture, Reverend. We thank God for the spirit that has been moved into us right now. We just ask you guys if it be God's will, man, we'll be back on Monday at the same time, 5:00. If it's God's will, we'll try to do the same thing again. Lift him up.
Mm-hmm.
Lift him up.
Mm-hmm.
When we lift up God, that calls God to come in. And when we lift him up, it calls him to do what, Reverend Him? Moved all the thoughts you had when you first came on.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Worship.
Yeah.
Thanking him.
Worship the Lord. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he's that kind of God. He's worthy.
Yeah.
See, this is not cliches. He is worthy to be praised.
Yes,
he is. Worthy to be
praised. He inhabits our praise.
Matter of fact, he don't
even share it with no other one. Yeah. You might catch that later on, but I thank God for the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I thank him for what he did and went forth, what he did. And, just be in prayer with us. If it be his will, man, that's all we got, you know. That's one of you brothers want to pray, you know.
Yeah, let's go to God in prayer. Father in heaven, we come thanking you, Lord, for this day, this moment, this hour. Thanking you, Lord, for you are our comforter. You are our keeper. For being our provider. For strengthening us where we're weak. Building us up where we're torn down. Rebuilding our spirits, we thank you. Restoring us, we thank you. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, I just want to thank you, Father, for all that you're doing for us. Thank you for the message. Thank you for the messenger. Thank you for this assembly. Thank you for your covenant spirit, how you came in and blessed
Lord
us. Oh, Father God, we are so mindful to give your name all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and so deserving, Father God. Thank you for this song that you ministered to our hearts, Father God. Bless us. We're so thankful. How would you call upon you, and you hear, Father God, and then you answer, and you let us know that you heard us. We're so thankful. Thank for every praise report, every healing. Thank you for the bereaved families that you're comforting right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, continue, Father God, be with us. Father God, that we may, Father God, be a light in such a dark place, Father. Give us what we need that we can go forth to show a world that you yet live. That you're yet still healing, that you're yet providing, that you're yet calling home, Father God.
Yeah.
Oh, bless us to be ready when you call our name. In the name of Jesus,
Lord,
I want to thank you, Father.
Name of Jesus.
We love you, Father. We love you, and we love you. Jesus' name we pray. And thank you,
Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Is y'all don't mind? Can we end it with that song? Y'all don't mind?
Yeah, go ahead. Play that song.
Okay. All right.
Yes, dude, I sought the Lord.